so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, that is Ray Benson and Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every Wednesday night here on the Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas and listen to Texas musicians of all kinds. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. And as faithful listeners to Boogie Back to Texas know, I have taken the occasional auditory tour of the state and played some songs from musicians from those different parts. And a few times I've made stops in cities and played music only from musicians who were born or lived in that city. And thus far, we have stopped in Lubbock, Dallas, Houston, and Austin. In fact, we've done 2 shows from Austin. And guess what? This is got to be show number 3 from Austin. And as a way to start off, I want to honor all the musicians playing everywhere by playing a song by Jerry Jeff Walker called Laying My Life on the Line. And that's what they do every night. Here's Jerry Jeff.
Laying my life on the line. That's what I do all the time. Where I find myself each night, facing a white light, laying my life on the line. Driving the road here tonight, my thoughts were of Susan and I. How her love sustained me when the road almost claimed me. They laid my life out in a line. Traveling is my way of life. Sure, it gets crazy sometimes. Takes me places where I see the faces, people I touch with my lines. Sometimes it all feels so right. Sometimes I just feel far from. I wonder, am I just stumbling through here? Have I been on this road for too long? But here I am out here tonight, playing the songs that I write. The magic is bringing. Song you're singing is your whole life laid out in line.
Yeah, this old English major doesn't want to interpret too much stuff in there, but his use of the word line has about three different meanings in there. Not only the lines of a song, of course, but the lines of cocaine that almost did take Jerry Jeff down before Susan pulled him out of the ditch. And I first heard Jerry Jeff do that live at a concert in Galveston that was a fundraiser, and it really hit home to me how exposed musicians and all artists are and when they display their work. And so hats off to you, artists of all kinds. Next up are two songs of love from the Wayback Machine. We're going to start off with the Derailers version of a song that I heard a long time ago initially and called Then She Kissed Me.
Well, she walked up to me and she asked me if I wanted to dance. She looked kind of nice, and so I said I might take a chance. When we danced, she held me tight, and when I walked her home that night, all the stars were shining bright, and then she kissed me. Each time I saw her, I wished I could see her again. I wanted to let her know that she was more than a friend. I didn't know just what to do, so I whispered, I love you. She said that she loved me too, and then she kissed me. She kissed me in a way that I'd never been kissed before.
Thank you.
That was the 13th Floor Elevators with I Had to Tell You off of their Easter Everywhere album, originally from released in 1979, and then it was re-released in 1991. And that band, led by the legendary Roky Erickson, was in the forefront of psychedelic rock, although that song doesn't sound that psychedelic. But in a tribute to Dylan that I did about, many months ago, I played the 13th Floor Elevators version of Baby Blue, which Dylan said was the best cover of that song he had ever heard, and it was indeed pretty psychedelic. Before that, we heard the Derailers version of the Jeff Berry, Ellie Greenwich, and Phil Spector song, Then She Kissed Me. That was off of their Full Western Dress album that came out in 2000. The first version of that song I ever heard was from the Crystals way back in my junior high school days when it came out in... Next up on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon is a set of three songs about getting old and dying, and it's got a bit of humor and irony, so it's not all depressing at all. We're going to lead off with a band called The Bad Livers that some folks have called bluegrass, but many people say it defies categorization. Here's their song, The Old Folks Shuffle.
The old folks shuffle with a sad old man. There's an old man crying, went away in the night. I used to work in an old man, so a passion came. But now I stumble and feel the way, and nobody knows my name. The old folks shuffle with a sad old man. There's an old man crying, went away in the night. Children that would come for Christmas time. The one that's left a living never pays me any mind. The old folks shuffle with a sad old man. There's an old man crying, went away in the
hardly missed him cause he's still with us today. We can reach right through him to get the breakfast jam. We're sitting in the kitchen with Grandpa's hologram. We're sitting in the kitchen with Grandpa's hologram. Though he has no substance, he is still a great old man. Come on by and say hello anytime you can. We'll be sitting in the kitchen with Grandpa's hologram. We just loaded Grandpa onto a laser disc. Now we touch this magic lamp to make him re-exist. always user-friendly, though he hasn't much to say. We see lots more of Grandpa than before he passed away. We're sitting in the kitchen with Grandpa's old gram. Though he has no substance, he is still a great old man. Come on by, say, que paso, anytime you can. We'll be sitting in the kitchen with Grandpa's hologram. When I die, don't bury me out on the prairie flat. With a billion stars around, I've seen enough of that. Just beam my coordinates into my favorite chair. And 1,000 years from now, I'll still be sitting there. Just sitting in the kitchen with Grandpa's hologram. Though he has no substance, he is still a great old man. Through the generations, as our cities turn to sand, we'll be sitting in the kitchen with Grandpa's hologram. Come on by and say hello anytime you can. We'll be sitting in the kitchen with Grandpa's hologram. Sitting in the kitchen with Grandpa's hologram. Grandpa's hologram. Hologram. Gram.
Up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eye when I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Call my friends and tell them there's a party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Been here long enough, so sing and tell more jokes and dance and stuff. Just keep the music playing, that'll be a good goodbye. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look on me in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Take me out and build a roaring fire. Roll me in the flames for about an hour. Then take me out and twist me up and point me toward the sky. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look on in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Of course, that was Willie Nelson and his song Roll Me Up and Smoke Me off of his Heroes album, released in 2012. You may have recognized three additional voices on that cup, no more than none other than Snoop Dogg and Kris Kristofferson and Jamie Johnson, three guys who are most appropriate, I think, for that song. Before that, we heard the Austin Lounge Lizards and their song Grandpa's Hologram, and obviously that was recorded when there were still laser discs in this world. That was from a CD of live performances that appeared on KUT Radio, the public radio station in Austin, and that particular cut was recorded in July of 1992. The Austin Lounge Lizards started out in 1980, and they're still playing their bizarre and sometimes humorous songs in and about Austin. We let off with the Bad Livers and their song The Old Folks Shuffle. That's off of their Horses in the Mines album from 1994. And as I said earlier, they had been labeled bluegrass, but they have also been called acoustic bluegrass with a punk death wish. They were only around for the decade of the 90s, but they were huge influences on a whole bunch of bands in Austin. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, on the Voice of Ashon, and we're in the midst of another show featuring musicians from Austin, Texas. And VOV support is provided by Pandora's Box, located at 17321 Vashon Highway Southwest, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. All that comes with over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition. And VOV support is provided by Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union, PSCCU, where serving the financial needs of our neighbors in a not-for-profit manner, improving housing stock, lowering energy usage, and putting a lot of contractors to work is how PSCCU practices community and cooperation Vashon style. So next up, it seems I can't stay with just one or two genres, and so we're going to move some bluegrass and some country-tinged music to two really thoughtful songwriters with, I think, their own unique styles. And as we'll see, there's a strong connection between these two as well. So we're going to turn first to a really, really outstanding keyboardist by the name of Bucca Allen and his song Diamonds and Gold.
Still he wanders, then wanders through the beds of pain. head he skis. He can search for a place full of diamonds. He can search for a river full of gold. But he can't pretend to try and bend to break the truth again. Cause the place was a heart, the river and the blood of his soul. Place was her heart, the river, the blood of her soul. The place was her heart, the river, the blood of her soul.
Hercules.
Fading away, that is Vashon's own Ian Moore and song Hercules off of his latest album, Strange Days. It was just released very, very recently. On the keyboards with Ian on that cut was Bucca Allen, whom we heard before Ian, and I'll talk a little bit about him in just a second. As many of you on the island know, Ian was raised in Austin, and his first instrument that he played was a violin when he was a kid, but he moved up to guitar. I don't know if it's up, but he moved to guitar. He played in Joe Ely's band for a while and appeared on one of his records, and then he toured with Dylan and ZZ Top and the Stones and others. But here on the island, see, I've seen him at the Red Bike, we've seen him at concerts at the park, and most recently at the record store on Record Store Day. Next time you see him, ask him about the charity that he started, or helped to start anyway. Here, it's called SMASH, and that assists musicians with health care. It's modeled on one that he was a part of in Austin and was a part of starting one in Austin. And if he ever gets off the road, we're going to have him here on Boogie Back to Texas, although rumors had that he's been on the Morning Scramble very recently. Before Ian, we heard Bucca Allen with his song Diamonds and Gold off of his 1998 album titled Sweet Valentine. And Bucca is the son of Terry Allen and Joe Harvey Allen. And Joe has been a performance artist, actress, writer, poet, photographer. And Terry Allen is a visual artist, writer, and performer. And he and Joe collaborated with David Byrne's movie, True Stories, and helped to take care of all the music in there. And he and Joe and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Butch Hancock, and Joe Ely all went to Monterey High School in Lubbock. And I want to know what the water was in the water up there at that time. Bucca Allen is a terrific musician on his own. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher. We are spinning some tunes from musicians who live or have lived in Austin, Texas. And we're going to shift genres yet again and go for a little bit of Latin-flavored music. We're going to lead off with a band out of Austin that has played some big band music as well as some salsa-esque and various other Latin beats. And the band is Beto y los Verlaines. And the song is a live recording of Tantas Tapas here on The Voice of Vashon. Thank you.
Yes.
Los Lonely Boys with Senorita off of their Los Lonely Boys album. They are a great band, and I can't believe I haven't played them yet on this show in a whole year. They are the three Garza brothers, Henry on guitar and vocals, JoJo on bass and vocals, and Ringo, yes, that's right, Ringo is on drums and vocals. And they started out in San Angelo in far west Texas, and they really emerged as a band when they moved to Nashville in the 1990s. They moved to Austin in the early 2000s and recorded a record at Willie's Perdinalis recording studio, not far from Willie's golf course out there on the Perdinalis. And they continue to record and tour. And before that, we heard Beto and Ilos Fairlanes, or Beto and the Fairlanes, and their live recording of Tantas Tapas. The band was started in the 1970s by Beto Skiles, and Beto is also played for the Austin City Ballet, as he's classically trained. They're still around, and in the late summer of 2012, in honor of their 35th anniversary of playing they embarked on a 35-day tour of Austin, playing somewhere every single day for 35 straight days. They are a fun, fun band to see. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas. We're listening to music from Austin, Texas-based musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. And VOV support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, signature cocktails, in an historic 123-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island. And VOV support is provided by DR Design Studio, your Vashon Island architectural design service specializing in green design solutions for new homes and remodels. Serving Vashon for nearly 20 years at www.drdesignstudio.com. We're going to rock out now, as if we haven't already, with quintessential Austin bands, leading off with a group called the Leroy Brothers and their song Pretty Little Lights of Town.
There's one you can tell all these pretty little lights around here. They're the pretty little lights of our hometown. It's the name of this song, Pretty Little Lights of Town.
miss you so.
Oh, yeah, that was an early 2000s edition of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, led by Kim Wilson on vocals. Kid Ramos was on the Telecaster, and the guy ripping up the piano was Gene Taylor. Man, they started in the late 1970s with Kim Wilson on vocals and harp and Jimmy Vaughn on guitar, Keith Ferguson on bass and Mike Buck, and then Fran Christina on drums. And that was the personnel that we saw when we saw them in Austin. They're still playing, and Kim Wilson is the constant in the various lineups that they've had. It's interesting to watch Kim Wilson's headgear evolve from a beret to a hat to a fedora to a turban to no headgear, and in this particular version, a shaved head, but a great band. Before the Fabulous Thunderbirds, we heard the LeRoy Brothers and their song Pretty Little Lights of Town, performed live on Austin City Limits, and they were founded in the early 1980s by Mike Buck, yes, he of the T-Birds, along with Don Leedy and Steve Doerr and Alex Napier. And Don Leedy also played in a terrific bar band that we used to see in Austin called the Tailgaters. We're going to go out the door of Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. We're going to go out with a tribute, and this one was a tribute to Stevie Ray Vaughan that was recorded live in Austin on May 11th, 1995, and the concert was organized by Jimmy Vaughan and included everyone who shared the stage with Stevie Ray on August 26, 1990, the night that Stevie Ray died. Eric Clapton was there, Buddy Guy, Robert Gray, and Jimmy Vaughan, and then for the show in Austin, they added B.B. King, Bonnie Raitt, Dr. John and Art Neville. And it's an amazing album, a guitar-gasm, if you will. So we're going to close the show with TikTok, a song that was written by Jimmy and sung by Stevie Ray on the only album that they did together, Family Style. So here we are with TikTok, Jimmy Vaughn.
Stevie sang that was on Family Style. It's called TikTok, and you know how it goes. One night while sleeping in my bed, I had a beautiful dream. I dreamed that all the people of the world got together on the same wavelength and began helping one another. Now in this dream, universal love was the theme of the day. And understanding, and it happened this way.
The sick and the hungry had smiles on their faces. The tired and the homeless, they had family all around. The streets and the cities were all beautiful places, and the walls came tumbling down. People of the world, we all had it together. We had it together for the boys and the girls and the children of the world. Look forward to a future. Remember how tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, people. Time's ticking away. Everything looked clean and pretty. It was safe for you and me. The worst of enemies became the best of friends. Oh, people of the world, we all had it together. We had it together for the boys and the girls and the children of the world. Look forward to a future. Remember how.
You're listening to Jimmy Vaughn and a tribute to his brother Stevie Ray on Boogie Back to Texas with your host Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in.
Remember how.